Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
If you're more on the aggressive side and think that's where Brandon Bean will go, Brian Thomas Jr. seems to make the most sense to me.
Look at the value of the franchise. What are they saying now? The Bills could be up to like $4 billion. The money is silly money. They can get somebody to give them close to $1 billion for 25% of the team, maintain control, take care of all their cost overruns. It really doesn't surprise me that they're looking to do this.
Mike Danger.
Power washer. Is there anything more satisfying? When you do a good power washing and gets everything up and out, oh, fantastic. Fantastic. I've got momentum now. Momentum is back. Momentum engaged.
Gene Battaglia.
I'm believing the Bills will go somewhere other than wide receiver in round one.
What has you believing that?
Just positional value. And you mentioned the cost control and all those things we don't think about.
Right.
Hey, Lindy.
The Sabres made the announcement that Lindy Ruff will, in fact, be the head coach moving forward.
Hey, Sabres fans. Lindy Ruff here. I'm honored to be the next head coach of the Buffalo Sabres.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
It is happy hour in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, so glad you've chosen us as part of your afternoon routine. We appreciate you listening at 95.7 FM, AM 950. The free-to-download Odyssey app, where we sound our finest. You can find us there at The Fan Rochester, also on your smart device. When you ask it to play 95.7 The Fan, we've even got our video stream up and rolling for you. Our YouTube channel, The Fan Rochester. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and click on that bell for notifications. And also streaming on Twitch, twitch.tv/TheFanRochester. I'm Mike Danger. That's Gene Battaglia.
So we get home last night, a little, you know, somewhere 6:30, 7 o'clock, and I'm just, wow. They really did it. They really hired Lindy Ruff. And you and I are going back and forth. And I'm like, no, Danger's not going to rain on my parade. He's not peeing in my Wheaties today. This is a day that a Sabre fan, we can be nostalgic. We look ahead and, hey, all they need are 7 more points in the postseason and then what? And then I get this message from my college buddy, Worm.
Worm has checked in. Worm has entered the chat.
Loves hockey, by the way. Knows more hockey than I do.
I love Worm and I've never met him. Just the guy's name is Worm. That's my buddy.
Gene, is this a joke? Just give up now. How awful. Did they watch Devils hockey the last 2 years? I'm so sorry, man. Worm.
You just want a day.
Like, yeah. And did I watch Devils hockey? No, a little bit here and there. Yeah, they made the postseason. That's what you remember last year.
This year was not good. This year there was a lot of little lacking details. Just a lot of... a lack of attention to detail, some stupid bench penalties, not great. And enough so that, you know, obviously Lindy Ruff was let go. But now I'm wondering, you know, because of how quickly this happened, and we've been wondering this, just when did the conversations start with Lindy Ruff? And today at the press conference, as they're introducing Lindy Ruff, and they made it clear that this wasn't something that Lindy just jumped at the opportunity to do. There was a conversation that was had, and, you know, he had to think about it. But ultimately, the decision was made. Lindy Ruff is going to be the guy.
I have a source that says these conversations began a month ago, which sounds like big breaking news and we're on to something. But if you really think about it, if Kevin Adams really was thinking, all right, we don't make it, and he already has this pre-existing relationship with Lindy Ruff, yeah, that's a conversation to what degree, I don't know. But when Kevin Adams made the move last week and he said exactly what he wanted in a head coach, and here we are 6 days later, what kind of coaching search lasts 6 days? Six freaking days? Take your time. Talk to lots of people. Unless that really is true. You actually said, Lindy, hold on a second. And I don't know, when your husband dies, when you start dating again. Well, in the case of an NHL head coach, when you fire a coach, when you hire the next one? Is it a week? All right, 6 days, close enough. They couldn't introduce Lindy Ruff last Wednesday, Danger, so they had to wait until today.
A full week, yeah. I mean, if you can't tell, I'm not crazy about the move. I'm just not. I know that a lot of Sabres fans are excited, and I'm not trying to take any of that enthusiasm away from you. It's good. We all of us love nostalgia. I was listening to my hair metal playlist on the way to work today. You know what I mean?
So like, then stop. Stop right there. Yeah. Say, this is your day, Sabre fans, the end.
Well, this is your day, Sabre fans, the end. Now, can I be a little bit critical of the move just like you were? Because it something is rotten in Denmark. And I hate path of least resistance moves. This is a path of least resistance move. And I'm sure there was a little resistance. I'm sure that there was an initial offer that Lindy probably looked at and said, no, I need a little bit more, and you get a little bit more. Were there offers extended to anybody else? Was anybody else interviewed to the point where you could extend them an offer? Somebody with a Stanley Cup on their resume.
Berube.
Right. Or any of these guys. I mean, there are younger guys out there that have been bounced. You know, I'm not saying bringing in Bruce Boudreau would have been the answer, but you've got McClellan out there. You've got Berube out there. You've got plenty of guys, veteran guys, that for one reason or the other, right now, Gallant, that are out there looking for work, looking to become a head coach in the NHL. And they went back to the well, and they kind of did what we thought they were going to do last week after Kevin Adams addressed the media. We had Paul Hamilton on with us the following day and actually asked him, like, straight up, it feels like Lindy Ruff's going to be the guy. And Paul said, not so fast.
I'm not a real fan of this thing in Buffalo that we keep doing, that all we want to do is bring back old Sabres.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember how many players or coaches at Buffalo Sabres have won a Stanley Cup, but yet we want to keep bringing them all back. You know, we want to bring Miller back, you know, when he was near the end of his career. We want to bring everybody back. What about Vanek? Let's bring him back. And, you know, the whole thing. And it's just, maybe we could also try something new.
That's what bothers me about it. Try something new. Try something new. And I'm not going to sit here and advocate and say that, well, they made a mistake by not hiring Seth Appert. I know a lot of people that listen to this show believe that they made a mistake by not even entertaining the idea of bringing up Seth Appert. I'm not going to tell Kevin Adams how to run the organization. Ultimately, he's going to make that call, and he's going to have to die on this hill if it fails. And what has me nervous is last week, locker cleanout day, all you're hearing from all the players, and the buzzword that we heard from Kevin Adams was accountability. Oh, it's just no accountability. No accountability. Accountability. Oh, it's, well, you know, because there's no accountability. That's what happened. We just weren't good enough. We didn't have enough accountability. So you fire the coach. Listen to Lindy Ruff explain where accountability starts when he was speaking to the media earlier today.
Accountability, to me, starts with the player himself. That first thing he does is hold himself accountable. That did I do enough to get this team to where it needed to go? Before you can be accountable or look for accountability from somebody else, you got to be accountable to yourself, whether it's your training in the summertime, whether it's your preparation for camp, whether we get to game one, are you ready to play? You hold yourself accountable. The next level of accountability when you become a good team is the players themselves will hold each other accountable. They will say that, you know, that play wasn't good enough. You need to get You need to be there. You need to be on the wall. You need to block that shot for me. That's a game changer. The last part of it is the coach who just can't yell and scream at players anymore. You can't just say, you've got to do this, you got to do that, you don't play this. Will be the way we grow is believing in the way we play. If we don't play like that, my biggest tool is to take ice time away. My greatest tool is you're playing really well, you get more ice time, you're going to be that guy I'm going to count on, you're going to take that key face off, you're going to be on there in the last minute, you're going to be on for every empty net. And I believe that your best players should be on the ice at all key moments, that your top players should be the guys that lead the way, that first they're accountable to themselves first. You know, accountability is a big word, and accountability starts with each player taking a look in the mirror.
All right, so you hear that, and you love everything that he's saying, right? How do you not? Everything he's saying is true. You love everything he's saying, but then you go back and think about it. Okay, the players are saying there wasn't anybody holding them accountable. Guys, it starts with you. Now, maybe Lindy Ruff is the guy that can take this immature group that doesn't understand what accountability truly means, this serial group of underachievers, and turn them into a winning team. I would love to see that. Well, nothing would make me more happy.
I would say this, too. Part of accountability is, and I've covered enough Lindy Ruff press conferences, Danger, going way, way back to know, he'll call players out. Like, that's big time. No, this is Lindy Ruff. So let's take, for example, Rasmus Dahlin, because Dahlin is so great, and he's not playing to his full potential. You see it. I see it. Everybody sees it. Sometimes he's out. The days of coddling somebody like Rasmus Dahlin are over. The days of, hey, we just gave up 9 goals. Let's just put our captain out there, and none of us are going to speak to the media. No, no, no. That's accountability. Those are things that will not happen under Lindy Ruff. It's going to be a different style. And he's talking about this to the media there, but he's really talking to the players, talking about accountability starts in the summertime. He's putting everybody on notice in that quote.
Yeah, and I wouldn't feel safe if there's a handful of players on this roster as it exists right now that might have some issue with what Lindy Ruff wants to do with this team and how he's going to coach and manage this roster. I mean, when you watch playoff hockey, you kind of realize it's startling. And I think the Sabres are still far off. I mean, you watch them all this season, and then you watch what we're watching now in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and it's like two different sports.
Well, a Danger, timeout. I'm going to say this. That's true of every team. When I asked Seth Appert, why is that? It's just a hockey thing that every game you are completely selling out.
Understood.
Yeah.
But just physically looking at these players that are in the Stanley Cup playoffs, physically, their size, their speed, their skill. Yes, the effort is accelerated, and you see that effort. I mean, watching the Avs the other night, I'm like, I've never seen Casey Mittelstadt give that level of effort. And I'm sure a lot of it has to do with his first ever Stanley Cup playoff game and playing against some of the best players and playing with some of the best players in the world on his team, right?
Oh, hell, you had Eichel hoisting a cup.
Right.
You might have it with Reinhardt down in Florida. You have countless examples. Did you see Linus Ullmark last night? They lost. He was fantastic.
I just want to see the Sabres add a caliber of talent that just actual men with actual NHL ability. These guys could be that someday. But if you want to win now and you're going to say that they're not young anymore and those excuses are over, you have to add some actual men with actual NHL ability. Until I see that, I'm not going to hold my breath that a retread coach is going to get more from a locker room of serial underachievers. And that's what they are right now. That could change.
It's going to be turn back the clock. And what I predict is just listening to Lindy talk about, hey, what are the positives here? If I asked you, what are the positives of the Buffalo Sabres? Hey, Tage Thompson, you got all these forwards. Didn't mention that. He mentioned the young goaltending and how goaltending is the most. Now, analytics people be like, that's not the answer, but that's Lindy's world. And building the defense around this. Danger, when they went to the cup final, up front, the six, you have You have freaking Dixon Ward and other slappies playing up. Like, honestly, that was a team. Like, how did they get there? It was a great coaching thing, but you had one of the greatest goaltenders of all time and a great defense. Is that how we're going to be? Because I don't know if this the team is built like that, to be honest.
Right. Well, I'm curious to see what this offseason looks like for the team. I'm curious to see what additions and subtractions they make, and I think there will be some subtractions. I loved what Paul Hamilton said with us last week, that his take was that Jeff Skinner is you can move on from Jeff Skinner, and it's not that bad. It's not that bad that he's a liability and he's not going to mesh and it's not going to work, that you need somebody else, you can bring in somebody else. I love that idea. The introductory press conference also featured opening comments from Terry Pegula. No questions, no Q&A.
No, it's like 4 minutes worth, but really it's
and yes, nothing. And of course we heard from Kevin Adams as well, introducing Lindy Ruff to the Buffalo media, and Lindy having some fun with the media as well, saying how much he missed Mike Harrington and Paul Hamilton, and that was really what sold him on returning to Buffalo. And there were some players in attendance. Tuck was there. Krebs was there. I want to say, who else was there? Well, I know Tuck and Krebs were both.
Yeah, there. I mean, I'm sure then, you know, and Lindy will reach out to all these guys eventually. I thought it was interesting. Lindy, when are you going to reach out to Seth Thapper? Will we see Lindy Ruff here Friday night? We should. We should.
Yeah, that would be great.
Like, hey, Lindy, you have a guy, Yuri Kulik. He should be on that team next year. What I would do, buy out Skinner. Congratulations, Yuri. You're a four. Maybe you work your tail off your top six, but you're going to have a regular spot.
We're talking about, you know, the Sabres introducing Lindy Ruff today in his press conference. And man, this comes on the heels of what has been just a ridiculous 24 hours in sports. It has been some of the best, most memorable moments that I can remember in some time. I mean, the finish last night in the Knicks-Sixers game, the final series, it just was remarkable. Just a remarkable turn.
As a cold, dead Knicks fan, just to see that happen in real time, to say, wait, they just took the ball away?
The sequence was ridiculous.
Un-freaking belief. And the setting, too. I know there's a lot of arenas and a lot of fan bases, but that's New York's team. I'm going to upset a lot of Yankee fans. The Knicks are New York's team. It's number one, when they win, they take over the town. Everybody is a Knicks fan. Can't say that with the Yankees.
Well, when the Yankees win, it's a Yankees town. I mean, I think it's whatever team is winning.
What I'm saying, Danger, is that the Knicks are more embedded with the culture overall, because you do have non-Yankee fans where everybody in New York is a Knicks fan.
Yeah, it was pretty remarkable to see that final sequence as the Knicks move to a 2-0 lead, with the series now shifting to Philadelphia. You had the Nuggets coming back and beating the Lakers to take a 2-0 lead in the West. And both of those games, the common thread between both of those games, lots of complaining about officiating after both of those games. Can I just serve this as a biannual reminder?
Biannual, like biweekly.
Well, I mean, I feel like we do it once during football season. We have to remind people during football season. It only happens when your team loses. When the Bills lose, we have to do this on an almost weekly basis when the Bills lose, right? If the Bills lose, this is the disclaimer that comes with the Bills loss. It's just stop with complaining about the refs after a loss. The loser energy that comes with complaining about officiating, the Sixers protesting the way that the first two games of their series with the Knicks have been officiated, that's one thing. But, Gino, I was in the midst of appreciating LeBron for an unbelievable block he had on Jamal Murray in the first half of that game last night. He has to go pout in the post game and storm off talking about officiating. Officials are going to blow calls. It's every sport. Every season, it's part of the game. As a competitor, as a professional, it's your team's job to ensure that the game never hangs in the balance of a referee or an ump. You had a 20-point lead last night if you're the Lakers. Look in a mirror, man.
Well, the six-point sequence by the Knicks at the end, 6 points in 14 seconds where you have missed shots. And yes, that's a foul. I'm not gonna, as a Knick fan, that was a foul. They didn't call it. And guess what? For the same reasons, they didn't call the illegal screen that allowed Iowa to win in women's basketball. All right, that, or they did call it. Like, the officials are going to do it at the end.
Sixers had a chance to win the game. Maxey, coward, dished off to Embiid, who can't even stand. Take the shot, Maxey. Take the shot. Didn't.
Or maybe if you're Nick Nurse, you're up by five.
Foul.
Yeah, like, the, instead of allowing 6 points, the worst case scenario, allow two. I mean, it's pretty simple math there. I hear what you're saying, Danger. It made for a fantastic television.
We didn't even talk about the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Well, what was funny that you were locked in on the NBA and it was floating back and forth. The Boston-Toronto game where you had, okay, the replay, I do think they have to put kind of a, but they're going back and forth, back and forth. Did the goal cross? No goal against Toronto. Okay. Minute later, there's another high stick. They call it a goal on the ice. I'm like, okay, this is coming back. So two no goals that Toronto overcame. And then you have this pass that Austin Matthews breakaway. You could just imagine everybody in Boston going, oh, no. And then he puts the dagger.
Dagger.
Boom.
It was, the pass was magnificent. It was a little lob. It was a little floater. And Matthews gloves it, places it down, doesn't break stride, doesn't lose control, and finishes. It was magnificent. Fantastic goal. And we're not Leafs fans. We're hockey fans. You have to appreciate that. That is amazing play. It's just next level. And this is what you're seeing night in and night out in what is a lot of people consider to be the best postseason in all of professional sport. Then you go over to Carolina, who is down 3 goals. You want to talk? We talked to Seth last hour, and I said, "What about safe as death? What, you know? When are we unveiling safe as death?" He wants to be talking safe as death with his team for the rest of this postseason. Maybe Patrick Waugh should get the memo. Safe as death. Your team takes your foot off the gas. The Islanders just get rolled late, and the Hurricanes take a 2-0 series lead in that series. After coming back from down 3 goals.
See, I look at the Islanders, and that's why as a Sabre fan, I'm thinking, like, how are they in?
The Isles are frauds.
Yeah, how are they in?
Absolute frauds. So just between all of the action last night, man, it was just one thing after the other, and it was all good. It was just all playoff intensity. And I hope we get more of it tonight, Gino. We got 4 tonight in the NHL. I think ESPN's doing a great job in staggering the start times and allowing us to go back and forth during intermissions, get a little taste of everything in the Avs tonight. Don't want to fall into a 2-0 hole. I can't wait. Looking forward to all of it. It's going to be a lot of fun, and of course, we'll be here tomorrow to react to all of it as well. Whew, this has been an afternoon, dude. We had Lee Steinberg on with us earlier.
The agent. 8 number one overall picks he has represented in his time.
Was that 3 Hall of Famers?
Yep. Warren Moon, Steve Young.
Aikman. And he'll have another one with Roethlisberger.
Yep. Bledsoe, he was the rep for, too.
Oh.
Does Bledsoe ever get in? I don't know. That's a baseball writer question.
No, I don't think so. But I think Roethlisberger's in. Roethlisberger gets in.
Eventually.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's first ballot, but... To hear Lee Steinberg just kind of pick his brain about negotiation and what this time of year is like and everything else. And to know, Danger, let's not bury the lead. He dated a Rochester girl.
Oh, he's ours. He is a Rochester's own Lee Steinberg. I mean, if you... We should have started the interview with the conversation by just saying, hey, Lee, do you have any connections to Rochester? Because we want to fall in love with you immediately. Of course he had a girlfriend from Rochester. Of course he did. I bet her name ended in a vowel. She probably had big hair, Italian.
Stacy from Gates?
Yeah, what do you think? Yeah, absolutely. Oh, then they moved. They moved where? To California. Yeah. They moved to California. They're from Rochester. Oh, tell me that tale. I bet you had a girlfriend from Rochester.
That's the Rochester game, folks. You can find a connection to our town. Always.
Is Rochester the Kevin Bacon of American cities? I think it is.
It is.
I think it is.
It is.
Lee was great, and that was an unbelievable opportunity to get to talk to somebody who's done this season, you know, better and more than anybody, who has this unbelievable insight into evaluating, scouting prospects who go pro, pros who become legends,
and getting contracts done. Like, thankfully, they did away with a system that was, meaning, hey, here's your number one draft pick. Okay, can we get him signed? Camp open, still not signed. Okay, can we get him signed? Get him signed. Like, it was ridiculous.
The word he used was signability.
Yeah, signability. Yeah. It has always been, watching these documentaries on the NFL Network, you forget, wow, that was really kind of a messed up system. And I'm glad the NFLPA said, hey, can we actually kind of make it so that our veterans make money? The idea that Sam Bradford was getting, what was it, $50 million guaranteed coming out, and he did nothing in this league? Yeah, he was the last guy in that whole generation. So if you missed that, the Odyssey app, we got a rewind feature. It was right at the beginning of the 4 o'clock hour. You can listen to it.
You can also get it wherever you pod. Just search out the Sports Bar. All of our guest appearances and shows are listed for you there. You can listen anytime, anywhere, and that includes the free-to-download Odyssey app. Matt Parrino also stopped by talks in Buffalo Bills in the 3 o'clock hour. Listen, we're 2 days away. The NFL draft is here.
I am not saying this is what I want. I am telling you, the Bills fan. We're going to talk to Jeremy White tomorrow and be like, dude, I see what you're doing.
The conductor of the wide receiver train is stopping by the Sports Bar?
Yeah, because everybody then, as the conductor, you're all going to lose your minds when the Bills don't take a wide receiver in round one. You can get a wide receiver in round two. Look at the depth on this defensive line. Look at the track record of Brandon Bean when it comes to investing on the defensive line. And tell me, what's the better play? Wide receiver in round one, and then fingers crossed round two for something else. Or you take a Chop Robinson at pick 28 and you move up just a little bit, say for a Ladd McConkey in round two. That's the home run scenario.
I feel like I'm like my emotions on this topic change given the direction of the wind. Today I am all in on the Bills trading into the top 10. I'm saying go after Atlanta's pick at 8. Give them this year and next year's first. Figure out what, give them that and get a player who immediately makes an impact and actually could be an upgrade from what you had with Steph Diggs on this roster last year. If Roman Dunze is there at 8 and you're Brandon Bean, you go get your guy.
And what did Matt Parrino point out as a quote from Brandon Bean? When you make that move, and if that guy doesn't work out,
that's,
and you get, you are really setting yourself back. You better be right if you make that move.
I don't know. I don't know that I've seen anybody say anything negative about Adunze as a prospect.
I'm sure they didn't say anything negative about Sammy Watkins as a prospect too. That's that, like, the idea. We were all like, oh my gosh, they got Sammy Watkins, and you gave him a first round pick The following year. That's not the way you build a team. If you think it's the one guy that you need as the missing piece, but I would also, again, point to, sorry, there's other needs on this team other than just wide receiver.
Well, you're trying to beat Kansas City, and I think to beat that team, you're going to have to be bold, and you're going to have to make some moves. And we love the moves that Brandon Bean made when Josh Allen was starting his career, right? You surrounded him with talent. You brought in Steph Diggs. And you need to do that. You need to replenish that. You need to continue to do that. And you did invest in a pass catcher in the first round last year. I'm saying now double down. Go back in and get your guy. Now, that's how I feel today. Tomorrow, I could be, Gene, I could be on your bandwagon with Cooper DeJean. I could be telling, let me tell you about all the great things about Cooper DeJean and his versatility and why the Bills should wait and see if they can get him. This is it's silly season, the season of lying. Lee Steinberg confirmed it, by the way. Like, don't believe anything that anybody says. It's all fabricated.
Oh, in fact, this like report that we could have 6 quarterbacks go in the top 15. Will Levis was supposed to go 2nd overall. Do you remember that report? And then he went in the second round.
Yeah.
So, like, honestly, like, when it comes to NFL reporting, now it better be really, really good for me to believe it. Otherwise, I'm like, let's just get to kind of Thursday night, please.
Well, Thursday night, we will be hanging out at Three Heads Brewing on Atlantic Avenue. We'll do the show from 3 until 6 and then hang out and stick around and you know, chop it up a little bit afterwards. Three Heads Brewing has Rochester's largest patio. It's now open for the season. You can enjoy the Melon Head Watermelon Sour and all the other beers that they have on tap. Unbelievable local beers there. Grab a delicious wood fire pizza from Freddy's as well. 3 until 6 Thursday at Three Heads Brewing on Atlantic Avenue. Then Friday for day 2 of the NFL Draft, we're live from 3 until 6 at the Tap Room at Bill Gray's, the Chilai Avenue location, reacting to the Bills' decisions in round 1 and previewing everything that comes with day 2 of the NFL Draft. So Three Heads Thursday, Tap Room at Bill Gray's, Chilai Avenue Friday, both days 3 until 6. We look forward to seeing you out. If you're a regular of the sports bar, you know the drill. Stop out. Say hi.
We can share a cold one and maybe a win or two.
That's this weekend with the sports bar.
It's one of my favorite days of the year. We're making it two favorite days here between Thursday and Friday.
A round of shots next.
Yeah, it's another fun night in sports as we will set you up for what is ahead, both in the NBA, the NHL. Caitlin Clark is getting paid. And who's the most famous, finger quote, sports couple? I'm not going to consider Taylor Swift sports. I'm talking about two people actually in. I don't know if they're number one on the list, but they just split up.
Oh, okay. A little gossip coming up with a round of shots.
Of course. Yeah. We can interview a Hall of Fame level agent. We could talk to a head coach. We could talk to an info guy like Matt Parrino. And Mike Danger can tell a fart joke, and I can gossip.
That's right. Yeah. We're going to do all of that with a round of shots on the way next on the Fan Rochester. Oh, and don't forget about Last Call, 866-4FAN. If you want to pull up a stool before we close up shop at 6, 585-866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Fan Rochester Sports Update.
Buffalo Sabres formally introduced their new head coach, who also happens to be the former head coach, Lindy Ruff. General manager Kevin Adams got his man.
It just, for me, came back to this is the right coach for this team to win, and to win now. And that's our goal, you know, to win hockey games. That's what matters. And the us knowing each other and the trust and going back to those years, that's great. But it's not really about that. It's about winning.
Meanwhile, the Rochester Americans, the quest for the Calder Cup begins Friday night. Game one of the best of five here against Syracuse on Friday night. The Wings are on the road this week. First game up tonight in St. Paul, Minnesota. All the action in the majors on the lights tonight, including the Yankees, who are hosting Oakland. Three games in the NBA playoffs tonight, as Giannis Antetokounmpo will not be in the lineup. Indiana taking on Milwaukee. Gene Battaglia, the sports leader, 95.7 FM, 89.50, the Fan Rochester.
Epic victories, heartbreaking defeats. No matter your team, no matter your game, we talk sports. The Fan, Rochester.
Welcome back into the Sports Bar. It's Danger and Battaglia. Time for a round of shots.
So we have some hot uniform talk. Let's break this up a little bit because we've been so busy today. We didn't get to this. The Houston Texans. We saw some leaks earlier, but Danger, can I get the review as they're going with the new battle red uniforms, red helmets, red jerseys, red pants. They're going for what they call Ice Blue 2. It's another unique helmet with kind of a script looking H.
Yeah, the helmet does not do it for me. The H on the helmet, like, why are we recreating the logo for your team? There's another helmet that I know kind of like magnifies the Texans logo and basically gives I think Florio calls it the Nikeification of the NFL. Like everything is just being at Nike. Like Nike has the tendency to just overdo it with some of their stuff. I didn't like what Denver did. I thought what Denver did was kind of boring. Houston, I here's my fear. I fear that we've jumped the shark with these uniform changes. I feel like there's too many of them. And in most cases, I wouldn't say it in the case of the Texans, in most cases, they are what bad teams do to distract fans from the fact that they are a bad team.
Here's my rule when it comes to uniforms. When I turn on the TV, what am I watching? Like, it shouldn't take me like a few minutes to calibrate. Like, say, for instance, the Washington Commanders, like, oh, that's who Dallas is playing today.
This is, by the way, not just an NFL thing. Like when they do the City Connect jerseys and like, I don't know, what am I looking at?
Yeah. Yeah. That's like people writing. What do you think of this Mets stuff? No, sorry. I'm not going to buy it. It's not for me. I know it makes me, maybe makes me sound old timey.
I think for the business, it's good for business. They'll sell some jerseys and that's what this is all about. But I think that the teams that are doing it the most frequently are teams that, again, are kind of poorly run loser franchises that need, if it's not a dictate from the league, they need to distract their fans somehow.
Yeah, I'm curious to see if the Yankees ever been to that. Like, the Yankees don't have a City Connect jersey. They shouldn't. They're the Yankees. You don't need that. You would think the New York Giants would be kind of in that boat. Now, I don't know if this is true, and a little hat tip to Chris in South Central Kentucky for pointing this out. NFL aggregator Dov Kleeman pointing out there's a leak today of New York Giants alternate uniforms. I'm looking at this. How would I describe this? I would describe this as the Montreal Canadiens on the football field.
Yeah, you just said exactly what I was going to say. They look like if the Montreal Canadiens had an NFL franchise.
No. Is this what they wore back in the 30s and 40s? I have no idea.
We've evolved. We don't need to go back to what we wore in the 30s or 40s. Say, brainless, didn't you follow the New York football Giants back when they looked like the Montreal Canadiens? Wasn't that a great time to be alive? Hey.
Well, the Rochester Jeffersons playing the Brooklyn team. And then
it's fine. Yeah. It's fine. Whatever. You roll them out. Get everybody excited. Make a few bucks selling some jerseys. My fear is that hot uniform talk has jumped the shark and that there truly aren't very many hot uniforms being released anymore.
Tonight, three playoff games in the NBA. Phoenix, Minnesota, 7:30 on TNT. How did I say Minnesota? Minnesota.
Oh, no, not the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah, all these home teams are up 1-0, by the way. Dallas and the Clippers. Clippers and Wolves up 1-0. The game that gets the JV treatment tonight, for good reason. No Giannis Antetokounmpo. Indiana, Milwaukee, it's all right. They got Dame time there. That's over on NBA TV, 8:30, Milwaukee up 1-0.
This is not a failure. This is not a failure that we are on NBA TV.
I'm already thinking ahead here, Danger. What is it like if the Knicks face the Bucks? And that crowd.
Don't do it, Gene. Don't get ahead of yourself. Come on now. This is a little social misfit creeping out here. You've been so good this year. Don't get ahead of yourself. It's 2-0. Yes, things are looking good. It's looking as if the Knicks will advance.
Stick it to Philadelphia. I want that.
Stop it. Stop. Just wait. Wait, win something first, then don't do it. Don't do it.
Four playoff games tonight in the NHL. I don't know if we'll see another playoff game like we did in Winnipeg in game one when the Jets beat the Avs 7-6. But Imagine if they pick up where they left off in that game. Tonight, it's game two on 9:30 on ESPN. All these games either on ESPN or ESPN2, by the way. 7 o'clock for the Rangers and Caps. New York at home looking to go up 2-0. Likewise, the Florida Panthers looking to hold serve on home ice. They're up 1-0 on Tampa. 10 p.m. tonight for Nashville, Vancouver with the Canucks up 1-0.
I'm staying away from the Rangers and the Caps, but I like the Lightning on the money line against the Panthers. I like the Avs on the puck line. Minus a goal and a half at the Jets, and give me the Preds to bounce back on the money line in Vancouver.
Yeah, people like reporter Darren Revelmer were like, oh, Caitlin Clark with NIL, she's making a big mistake. Really? Because Iowa's not a Nike school. Caitlin Clark is going to get paid $28 million over the next 8 years from Nike for her signature shoe and everything that comes along with that. She received offers, according to the Wall Street Journal, $16 million over 4 years from Under Armour, $6 million over 4 years from Adidas, but Nike's $28 million kind of won.
Air 2, the sequel. When do we expect that? The signing of and the courtship of Caitlin Clark. Did you ever watch Air? Did you add it to the list? Air with Ben Affleck, the signing of Michael Jordan and the shoe deal and everything that went into that at Nike?
Might have crossed my feet.
It wasn't a doc. It's like it's a movie. It's pretty entertaining. Look, good for her. And I don't know, just I saw the number and I thought it would be larger, to be honest with you.
Yeah, same. Because hearing like real life stories, like our buddy Evan Shoot, how like his daughter and his wife, they're both in the sports. She looks up to, we're going to Cleveland. Like, if you're a 10, 12, 14-year-old girl and you look up to Caitlin Clark, you're getting those shoes.
Yeah, that's why, again, I that's a good number and good for her. I thought it would be a larger number.
There's a breakup in sports, Mike Danger, just a year after tying the knot. Sports couple of Giants tight end Darren Waller and Las Vegas Aces guard Kelsey Plum calling it quits.
Oh.
And how do we know this? Because Plum took to social media, and again, the way I write these stories, sometimes I just want to just, you know, set Mike Danger off. Here's Kelsey Plum. Yeah. In part, I'm devastated. I walked through fire for that man.
Wow.
But now I see that it's time to go.
Yeah.
Danger, has anybody actually literally walked through fire? I'm not talking like a fireman or anybody
no,
like that.
No, literally, probably not.
Yeah, like, why would you walk through fire for
somebody? Like, run through a wall is my favorite. I love saying, I'll run through a wall for somebody. I probably won't run through a wall for somebody. I don't know that anybody's running through any walls unless you're a giant pitcher of Kool-Aid.
Or Andy Reid.
Or Andy Reid. Well, as we say here, if Darren Waller and Las Vegas Aces guard Kelsey Plum can't make it, there's probably not that much hope for the rest of us. I wonder what the story is, because far be it from an NFL player to be less than faithful to their spouse.
Well, the funny part about this story to me isn't the breakup. It's about the wedding invitations. Do you remember this, Danger? That literally Josh McDaniels got pissed that his tight end didn't invite him to their wedding, and that eventually led.
Didn't he invite himself?
Yeah, whatever it was, that like that led to Waller getting traded.
Yeah.
They were supposed to be the Las Vegas power couple. That's how they met.
I thought when you said that there was a breakup in a power couple, like this one didn't register with me. The first one that registered to me, maybe this is a sign that they are.
The Ertzes?
No. I'm going old school. Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf.
Oh.
That was the first one I thought of. I don't know why. When you said sports power couple, I thought Agassi Graf, but there are probably like, yeah, the Ertzes are more relevant for sure.
Yeah.
But, well, this is devastating news. I don't know. I mean, what's Darren Waller going to do now? We don't even know if he's playing next year, right?
No, he's a Giant.
Yeah, I know, but he's deciding. I think he was trying to contemplate whether or not he's going to play.
Okay.
He might retire.
Whew. Oh, Darren, you got to get back on the grid.
Get back out there.
You got to. Got to put it behind you.
Last call is next. You can join us at 866-4FAN, 585-866-4326.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
The road to the NBA Finals is on, and new customers on FanDuel can go on their own playoff run with $150. I'm Mike Danger for FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 95.7 The Fan. Just place any $5 bet. You'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. And we've got action tonight. You can bet on three-pointers made in that Pacers-Bucks matchup, the over-under on point totals for any game, first basket scores, and more. Just go to FanDuel.com/Mike to get started. FanDuel.com/Mike, M-I-K-E. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 plus and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Odyssey has sports for every fan. Keep up with your favorite teams from across the country and get the inside scoop from experts. Audacy. Odyssey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Pull up a stool and join us. 585-866-4FAN. 866-4326. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
I don't know if you heard earlier today, Rochester's own Lee Steinberg stopped by the Sports Bar.
Somebody's like, he's not from Rochester.
Well, he is now. Now that he told us that he dated a girl in high school from Rochester.
Close enough.
Yeah, you're one of
welcome.
Us. Yep. Congratulations, pal. We've claimed Rory McIlroy and Lee Steinberg. We're doing well for ourselves in Rochester. Very, very powerful and influential people come from this market. Chris, at the Fan Rochester on X, both Danger and Battaglia would claim you're a Rochesterian if you've ever owned and or used a Kodak camera, a Xerox copier, had Bausch & Lomb contacts, and drank a Genesee beer. All you have to do is mention, really, Wegmans. If you say Wegmans, and we're like, oh, you're one of us. Yeah, you're one of us. Let's.
Can we get a Go Amherst, like Go Bills? Like, that should be, like, our thing here over the next 2 months, right?
Yeah, but I would like it to be safe as death, if that's okay.
No, but, like, you're just going up.
As a salute. Yes, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because you walk up to somebody wearing Bills gear and you say, Go Bills. I would like us to say safe as death.
Well, us in the sports bar, but you're not saying that to your nephew or something like that.
And
like,
you probably wouldn't want to say it to a stranger.
No.
That might freak some people
right.
out.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
Safe as death. What do you mean? Don't look behind you.
The Amber's coming.
Yeah. Maybe not the choice. I would like that, but that's probably, my warped mind. Yeah, okay, Let's go Amherst. That series gets underway with Syracuse Friday night. We'll have that action for you here on The Fan.
The conductor of the wide receiver train, Jeremy White. Now, I'm not saying the Bills will go defense just to be a contrarian. I'm just going based on what I see. So will Jeremy actually change my mind? Or
he might hang up on you.
I'd welcome that, too.
He might hang up on you and never speak to you again. We like Jeremy. We want Jeremy on the sports bar from time to time.
That's great. Like, if he hangs up, fine. If he gets so upset at me for bringing this up.
How dare you bring up the notion that they're going to draft anything but a wide receiver in round one? Multiple wide receivers in this draft. 10 picks after.
Look, multiple wide receivers, yes, but not in round one.
Whitey joins us at 4:25 tomorrow afternoon. You can hear him every morning on WGR, the free-to-download Odyssey app. That'll be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that conversation as we get just another day closer to the NFL draft all getting underway on Thursday. If you missed any of today's show, look for us wherever you get your podcasts. Search out the Sports Bar. Listen in the free to download Odyssey app. JR Sport Brief next on The Fan.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.